Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. Yo, Mr. Nisky. Hello. How are you doing out there? This is Jabril. And I mean, once again, on Indigenous Voices of Radio, Indigenous Voices of People, on the Blog Talk Radio Show, given to the Indigenous people by Leona Brando, may the great Creator always shower mercy upon her and her family. She offered this show to us, folks, so that we have a platform, a voice, to share our knowledges, share our understanding, share our wisdoms, share different cultural aspects, and discuss the different injustices and so forth going on across Turtle Island, which has been going on now for over 246 years since they started the inception of colonial colonies here, what they call America or United States, but we call Turtle Island our home, on the back of our great turtle. So we always start our show off, folks, with a strong prayer. We like to thank our Creator, and we give honor to Mother Earth and all of her inhabitants, and all of our human relations, all our brothers and sisters across Turtle Island. We honor all of them, and we give thanks for all the gifts and blessings of life. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على الصراط المستقيم تنزل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حصل قالوا على أبصارهم فهم لا يسمعون إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أقلالا فهي إلى أتقان فهم مطمئون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأسقيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وسواء عليهم أنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون إنما تنذر من اتبع ذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب وبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. Thank you all for coming back on Friday night. Show Indigenous Voices of People. We'd like to open our discussion tonight on the topic of self-determination. And self-determination is pronunciation that we all have a right to. It's the birthright of every human being, is self-determination, to move forward, to take care of each other, to live according to the natural laws of life, of living. To govern one's own self, one must master his own self. No one needs someone else to dictate the behavior of the life of a human being. The human being naturally has the innate criterion of right and wrong already placed in the heart like a seed when he's given the life and they come to this world and they grow under the teachings and nurturing of the mother, the father, the grandmother, the grandfather, the aunt, the uncle, big brothers, big sisters. That nurturing until they reach the bollock, until they reach the age of puberty, in the age of reasoning, in the age of the first maturing, then those decisions become upon them, yet they still need the guidance of those elders. And this all reverts back to that self-determination. You're born free, self-determined, independent. As a youngster, one coming from the infancy, learning to crawl and learning to walk, only through that self-determination and his own independent freedom is that infant learn to crawl, hold on to things and walk. And he fall down several times, many, many times as he fall and get back up, fall and get back up. These are the lessons of life that are achieved and learned at the early stages. And even as an adult, being determined, one sometimes falls and have to get back up. It may take some time for one to flourish to achieve the higher height in the life. But this can only be achieved through the independent struggle of freedom and independence and self-determination. To take care of your people is an expression of independence and self-determination. And being free, because the circle reciprocates. You start off weak as an infant, you grow to the strength of the young person, and then you go back to weakness as the elder with wisdom, and you pass this on to the next generation. You reciprocate this cycle of the circle. And we indigenous people, we understand this. We embrace this. This has always been our way of life. But we have picked up this colonial construct. And in that thought and in that way of thinking and doing things, we've lost the aspect, the essence of those freedoms and independence and self-reliance and self-determination. So we once again, as your state, the warriors, we implement this by living on this path to reopen this door for our people to re-embrace their freedom and independence. I'll turn it back to you, Ivan.
Okay, people, also, we have a right to identify ourselves as being free and be no one place. So we're going to open this with error code 415-1585. Do you have anything to say? Take your name, where you're calling from, what's your time? Error code 605. Oh, go ahead.
I wanted to engage him, but maybe he didn't have any questions.
Hello? 605-1547. Take your name, where you calling from?
Yeah, that's Chinupa. That's Chinupa. Okay. I was waiting to come on with you guys earlier, but I've been dealing with the situation. My late auntie, my mom's baby sister, Lima Rose Martin, just passed away half hour ago. Dealing with that understanding of my mom's baby sister. So now my mom's family, through my Grandpa Roy, all of them are gone, except their kids, from Mom, Uncle Malvin, and Aunt Lima. All the children of them, you know, three families that come from those birth mothers and fathers, they're all gone now. Same as Grandma Cecilia and Grandpa Roy. But I thought I'd take this opportunity to kind of look at what you guys were talking about, because I'll save my mind for, you know, the days what we have to do to take care of aunties, you know, arrangements. But I heard you talk about self-determination. Then I heard other things that, you know, were, we've been saying this to a lot of the majority of the, you know, listening audiences. We always tell you guys to step up and take the leadership of this radio show, no matter what the situation is. We ask you guys to do that out of the kindness of our hearts and stuff. But you guys just, you know, you guys are all troubled the way the white man puts you to be. And, hey, that's your problem. It's not ours no more. We're trying to get you guys to engage in topics and look at the things about what they were making an understanding. And I'm going to get into this topic with my brothers here. They were talking about self-determination, okay? The whole tribal self-determination began in, I think, 1969, 68, somewhere around there. And the exercising of those rights from that time, I was a youngster then, back in 68, 69. But there was also an avenue that gave things to how President Richard, I think it was, President Lyndon Johnson or Nixon, one of the two, when self-determination between those two presidents back then, I can't remember which one's the first one, but I'm always going to what Grandpa and I used to read and talk about inside the tribal council. The self-determination aspect was to reaffirm the rights of the first Americans. Okay? That's really what that meant. To reaffirm those rights, or even to affirm those rights, were vested upon the first Americans. And that meant the indigenous people, whatever you want to call us, you know, the different tribes and different people that engaged in that stuff of self-determination, they could never understand why that parenthesis was in place. So when federal Indian policies came about as a challenging course, okay, the federal government's determination policies were now viewed as some kind of destructive way to take, you know, the native rights from an inhuman, you know, understanding that, you know, repudiated the way people determined that, according to them. And you guys can hear me pretty good, right?
Yeah, we hear you. I can hear you.
Okay.
Real good.
Okay, so when I get into that part there, a lot of the people in Indian country, especially all the tribal council members, you know, like my little brother Bryce up there in Cheyenne River, my little brother Randall Lacebad down here on Pine Ridge, and many others that I was affiliated with, even my little sister friend, Ella Giancarlo, and her brother Mike, and many others that were part of the system's bureaucracy. Self-determination, the intent of it was to give power to tribal governments. Okay? That was what that meant. That's why they created it under a government-to-government relationship. All right? It never was about a relationship between nation to nation. Nation to nation is about independence, okay? So that goal was to strengthen that type of self-determination. That's if you're under the tribal government's status quo, okay? But towards the Indian people, on the other hand, denounced determination was also aimed at indigenous people back in the lateral parts of the 70s. This is why Lehman Brightman and us guys went up to Mount Rushmore. I know I was a kid when I was up there. And then from that time on, because I was like 10 years old, I was up there with Grandma Cecilia. And so during that time, that termination era took on a different goal. And it became a federal Indian policy by a new national policy that was aimed at the Indian people to kind of threaten more of the sense of a community of the, you know, autonomy. That gave the trust responsibilities to the government, like the tribal government. The Indian Reorganization of 1934, better known as the Oglala Sioux Tribes and all the other tribes that are within the nine tri-states of South Dakota and elsewhere. So all of these things about self-determination was a thing that never, ever safeguarded the obligations that gave people the right to protect themselves. So they were forced into this, you know, dilemma, which later on became, how do you want to say it, PL-280 state. And I don't know if Oyate is listening in, but PL-280 states were public law. 280 states. South Dakota is one, North Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska. We say this always, all the time. So, back in them days, it did not give people a right to have that only under the authority of a tribal government. That's how it became endorsed as tribal self-determination. Right? So those administrations were constantly depriving you of your rights, but they wanted you to stay on the governmental perspective to it. That's why a lot of fights and passed different, you know, tribal people in my time, young and old, they passed on. They still got a federal handout from their tribal governments. I know my late Uncle Floyd Hand used to do that and create on meetings and talk about different other shenanigans that went on, but it wasn't really true. And this is how a lot of our tribal members brought white people in. They married these white people are still stuck here on Pine Ridge and elsewhere, and they never got off. So as long as these white people are within the reservation boundaries and the limits, they can be enrolled. They can be, because all of this is, you know, federal Indian policy under, you know, the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934, which becomes, from a tribal government's perspective, tribal self-determination. So when they have those already in position, what does that mean? It means that they resume or assume control over their own affairs. So all tribal governments today, they're administering something through the Commerce Exchange by legalizing drugs, alcohol, and eliminating tribal value, which is language, tribal culture, which is traditions to connect yourself to the sacred, you know, pipe, and all the spiritual things that we came in contact with since our ancestors were given the opportunity to live life upon Grandmother the Turtle. And the hard part is, all of you out there in Indian country bastardize this stuff, but you'll never blame the white man for how he does things to pass and dispense justice to control the power of what remaining, you know, Native people, indigenous people, that are still there. And I'm only using these languages of that because that's all you know. That's not what I know. I know my languages so I can explain it that way, but I don't want to today because it saddens me that a lot of you don't look at the tribal, you know, self-governance body that eliminates you. This is why you have a rapid death. Every time federal dollars are thrown at the tribal governments, you put it on, you take it, and you get to buy yourself a brand new car in the name of enrollment, and all the things that are aimed at the people that live on these distinctive reservations. And so enabling that, tribal governments, along with state and local governments, still keep that control over their affairs on you. That's how this shit works. But you don't hear these tribal governments, you know, people that are connected to you, like I said, my brother Randall Lashrad, my little brother Bryce in the woods, and many others that were in there. Only one young brother of mine that got away from that, and that was my little brother Devin Oldman from up there in the Wind River Indian Reservation on the Ifiti, Wyoming, you know, with the Blue Cloud people, the Mahpiat Ho, he got away from that because he's seen, like I explained to him in the past, you know, involvements of serving our people. He's seen that. So he enhanced an understanding to eliminate that behavior, not to, be crucially, you know, taunted by it. In other words, to have its position take control of it. And needless to say, that's how the autonomy works. When tribes were trying to promote sovereignty back in the latter part of the 60s and stuff, you will see that even Congress does that. It is day in 2021. And the hard part is it never safeguard any welfare of the Indian people. And those things back in them, that's why I listened real good to how my grandpa and them passed the understanding on to our people. And, you know, really taking a good look at why self-determination was, you know, being hit out in right field, but it never was hit in left field where all the full-blooded people and the people that understood what the nation-to-nation era was. And that's the hard part for people to understand, because when you stimulate Indian businesses and you have some kind of employment, which there are countless large amounts of money that come into the reservation through self-determination, that's why they call it the Indian Self-Determination and Education Assistance Act. You see what I'm saying? Back in them days. So this is what Grandpa and him used to tell us, because he say, Apete Wanji, Lena Kachi Toksak, Lena Maska Chila Wanka Hunter, Techia Enigna Gokte. The new generation that is coming, they're not gonna see the value of who we are as a once free people. They're gonna see the value of a monetary existence, of how people control each other. But don't forget, folks, today, Congress don't print money anymore. The banks are doing it. And that's the hard part that you people don't get. That's why you all talk so much. So back to the whole, you know, ideology of what we were talking about on tribal self-determination, what my little brother Jabril brought out, that shift that course. That's how the federal government's termination policies became very destructive and inhuman basis to repudiate what they have done, and they continue today in the name of a Democratic Party or a Republican Party. And I don't care what white man do it on under certain, you know, avenues of that. Let's put it this way, folks, to eliminate this question wide open. If the great mystery himself came to your house and said, hey, are you a Republican or a Democrat? And if he puts you in that mindset, are you going to reflect to who we are as a people of spirituality? And you can laugh about it, because I heard some laughing voices out there. I don't give a shit if you laugh about what I'm saying to you, because the fact of the matter is, I'm an Indian and you're not. I know what the hell I'm saying. I live in it. I live in poverty. I live in domestic, you know, abuse. I live in domestic violence. I live in a poverty-stricken avenue where children are hurt, find themselves to sleep because their bellies are empty. Same with my elders. And America has created that. America did that shit. When you look at the black race, what they did to them and took their names, their languages away, to this day, the black people in my country cannot regain their identity, let alone their language. And that's what's happening to indigenous people. When you look at the eastern shorelines of out in the East Coast, all the Indians that once lived out there, the white man exterminated them completely. They're gone. Only what they wanted America to be, a half-breed country. So America is a full-fledged, you know, Indian reservation mixed with nothing but half-breeds. And you're all in it. And I rest my case with that part, because I answered that answer about what self-determination means. And that's the hard part. And I figured I'd take this opportunity to do that. And you guys can laugh on some more if you want to. I don't give a damn. But the point is, in your heart, you don't believe indigenous, and in your heart, there is no Indian in there. It's what matters in there rather than what matters outside. So I'll turn it back to you guys, because that's how I took on that answer of looking at the outlining and understanding through the heart of how my grandpa taught me about tribal health center. All right, back to keep laughing, though, whoever's laughing out there. Go ahead and laugh all you want, man. I'm the Indian Rock, whether you like it or not.
Are you explaining that? And thank you for that wisdom, Shanika. And while we're on the subject of that, you know, I think a lot of people, they mistake what that Indian Reorganization Act 1934, I don't think they really realize what that agreement is all about. Because it's the way America projects one thing, but it's totally something else.
What is that agreement about? I heard about. What is it about? You know, explain it. You know, in detail, so those who don't understand get a better understanding of it.
Chinooka probably could better explain to you.
What was his question, Jabril? What was his question?
The Indian Reorganization Act that Howard Wheeler Act, 1934.
Okay, and what was his understanding? He wanted to know about it?
Yeah, because a lot of some people might have heard of it, but they really don't have a full understanding of it.
Well, the reason why they never heard of it is because, okay, what do you know about the century of the oppressed people? The century of oppressed people, in 1913, they had a termination policy against black people, which became the century of oppression on blacks in 1913. Okay? So what do people know about that? Nobody ain't going to know nothing about that. And it's prime and simple because when you discuss the, and I'll get to that part at the lateral ending piece to that. First of all, I'm going to answer these questions between the two determinations between the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934 versus the Wheeler-Howard Act in the same, you know, pretext, okay? Under one of the president's cabinet, and I think it was President Roosevelt. I'm not too sure, but I'm going to stick on that subject because Grandpa used to mention about that guy. Franklin something, Franklin D. maybe. But Roosevelt at that time changed radically the policies against certain administrations. And if people could not comply to them, that's when he sent them Indian commissioners out. And one of them was that John Collier. He was the commissioner of Indian Affairs back then. And Grandpa and them used to say this. He said that the white man's language was very evil and they loved to lie. And so when those presidents back then, I wasn't even born then. I just got here in 57. But my point to raising these issues when those commissioners of Indian Affairs were talking about this, they were criticizing how the federal government was tacking Indian policy. And that's how they declared and used that no interference with Indian religious life, okay, or all the stuff that was going to be tolerating our culture's history. Okay, that was this whole understanding of that, what they declared in 1934. But none of it was ever upheld and kept because you had to have a full-fledged majority of people voting on them positions that came in one of the months in 1934 when the Commissioner of Indian Affairs brought them out, John Collier. Russell used to even try to use that as a, you know, defense in a lot of his urgencies. So when Congress passed that Reorganization Act of 1934, that's how it became known as the Wheeler-Howard Act because two senators, Wheeler and Howard, were pushing that thinking that our people had more of a sociological, economic life to give them a chance to develop an initiative and an narrative that would be more or less paternalized, how we can take care of our own affairs. That's a crack of, and that, let's just be real, that's a crack at fucking full bullshit if it comes out of your ass. And if you do stink like the bullshit, the four-legged bullshit, okay? That was the way that they used rehabilitated behaviors to use that to force upon Indian people, which brought into how 1913 became the century of oppression by using paternalism to eliminate the black people from their own livelihood. That's why I said this in previous radio shows. The black folks, we called our stomachs of our buffalo kanicha, the guts of it. Kanicha is the greatest delicacy you can ever eat. So when black folk were reduced to that level to forage for themselves, black folk ate the same thing from the domestic pig, okay? That's why they call it chitlins, vice versa. There's nothing wrong with them. I ate them too before in my time. But the hard part is a lot of you so-called black folk in my country, you forgot about your ancient technique of survival. Sad but true. So when you have all these big shot rappers and movie stars in the black community and the industries of networking, you will see them never giving back to their poor people and trying to help them get out of poverty. They're different than the damn Indian people, my own. And I'm saying that to you Indians. I'm calling you damn Indians. The sad thing is you guys cannot engage in real topics that aim it at the white man because you're too busy scratching his back, washing his back, soaping him up and cleaning him, but you don't know how to clean yourself. Sad but true. And I say that with an open heart because where were you guys to feed grandmas and children here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation? Where were you guys that talk a lot of good game and run your damn mouth to fight for grandmas that are being forced out of their homes? Where in the hell are you guys that talk all of that? That's the American Indian Movement, the Black Panther Party, the Ku Klux Klan, the Brown Berets, these newly formed groups like the Missing Murdered Women, James Swan, that white guy that lived up in Rapid City, Urban Society people, Land Buyback Group, and the list goes on and on. Where are you guys standing up? But then when you have your radio show, oh, we can't get into tribal affairs. Bullshit, man. That's the Indian affairs because they're about the people. That's how they regulate them because you all have an Indian number. All of you do in Indian countries. Don't tell me you don't. I know you. I'm an Indian too. The same way we call ourselves that. When in fact, we're not that. But that's the name the white man gave us because they thought that America, which they claimed to have a country of, was, you know, actually India. Not true. This was Turtle Island. There was a lot of stuff here. But don't forget in lateral history that it was the Viking people that landed on the shorelines of the eastern shorelines out there when all the eastern tribes lived out there. The Vikings came here. The Vikings left ornaments and fruits and vegetables and pemmican that they had. And then they left because they seen this land was already occupied. And so they left, and to this day they never came back. What does that tell you, white man? What does that tell you, listening audience? That's how dumb and stupid you become because the white man took your God-given sacred reality from the independent structure and your freedom and to replace it with his self-determination of controlling your heart and your mind and your physical body. And I rest my case with that. And that's why I make a long story short because I answered both of those questions because it was no interference course of religious and regulating freedoms that were caused through oppression to strip people of their God-given, you know, connection to the Earth Mother. Back to you guys.
Anyone?
Hello. Hello, I'm just letting Chinupa know that his buddy David Raphael is here.
Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, our doctor
from
the West Coast, man, contribute something if you got something, doctor. Go right ahead.
Now, I'm being silent when there's an opening. I'll chime in. I mean, you're talking about really important stuff, talking about freedom and self-determination. It's what it's all about.
Well, if you want to wait for your lateral term to come on, go ahead, Jabril. If you have anything else that needs to be answered, or we're going to give Dr. Raphael a chance to express more of his healthy, you know, avenues of how to keep our bodies
balanced.
Hey, Dr.
Raphael, how you doing, Doc? Good to have you back on the show.
Well, I just came back from the ocean with Mama Ocean, and I'm feeling great.
Oh, man, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
That's where I commune.
Get you on the show here. Maybe share some of your health knowledge with the people on how to maybe boost the immune system. What would be good for the people listening, audience out there.
I'd love to share that.
Yeah, give us share something with us.
Well, when there's an opening, you'd like me to talk about that because that's my area of expertise, among many other things. But, you know, the key is how to maintain a healthy immune system and, you know, spirit, mind, body.
Yeah, most definitely, you got to try to keep your immune system going and keep the spirit, the mind, and the body in a positive direction.
Yep. When you reach a certain frequency and consciousness, nothing on the outside can threaten you or hurt you or harm you. I think you know that.
All right.
Now say it again.
Doc, I think they want to know that, but they don't want to believe it. That's why they're still going to the grocery stores and, you know, all that stuff and buying all that, you know, contaminated junk.
All right, let me get down to spirituality. Let me get down to spirituality and physiology and psychophysiology, because that's something spirit, mind, body. The key to the immune system, there are two areas of the human body, which I'm sure you know. It's the thymus gland, right? The thymus gland?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what creates all your T cells. That's what your body is generating all the time and taking care of viruses and bacteria and this and that. The thymus gland is connected to the heart chakra, the heart, which is the love chakra. When we go into fear, anger, negativity, hatred, all those negative emotions, guess what happens? It shuts down your immune system. Those are facts. I'm waiting for a response.
You're not going to have a response because a lot of our people on the reservation, they're not in the sense of that type of natural analysis of how the body's a natural healer. They got away from that because of the government's contamination of commodities and all of these
Absolutely.
Other, you know, indoctrinations. That
it's,
were
not just, it's not just indigenous people.
Hold on. We're quiet when you talk, and we want that same thing. Okay, now hold on now. But
yeah,
we're trying to answer and even ascertain these questions to you because the federal government, when they used that that Removal Act policy against us, they took our food source with them, which is the buffalo and a lot of wild game and so forth, and a lot of our spiritual foods, okay? And so by replacing it with what they have, you know, all their diglycerides and all that stuff that is creating, you know, the body's, you know, unhealthy mechanism to make it shut down, it attacks all these body's organs. Those organs are like the zinc gland and what Dr. Raphael had said, your heart, your pancreas, your liver, your kidney, your lungs, your brain, and even your waste disposal glands, okay? So all these unhealthy nutritions that the government and all these Walmarts and all this stuff that are, you know, and don't, you got to look at it this way, folks. It's an act of survival, so we go out there and do that. But we never cook anything thoroughly. We cook it fast, like a fast food joint. That's why they call it that, fast food joint. And nothing's healthy in there. And so answering that to our people are afraid to get into it because they're stuck on the damn computer. They read knowledge off that, but they never live the knowledge off of the Earth Mother, the great mystery, and all the water elements that are around us. They forget that shit, that they are forgetting how to give thanks because my people have become spiritually lazy now. And they don't want to reconnect to that because they're living in a fear-based society that generates racism. And I'll turn it back to you, Dr. Rayfield.
Well, I think you nailed it. Fear, that element of fear, which is promulgated, if you watch the media, separation, divisiveness. I mean, I'm sure when you watch the news, it's always about everything that's going to hell in a handbasket. So people become very disenchanted, skeptical, cynical. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. And once you go into fear, then you go into contraction, and that basically completely compromises your immune system. And that's all designed to do that, to keep you, and then they load you up with all these horrendous drugs, which, you know, if you watch the TV, which I don't recommend, they come up with these asinine names, and then they list all the side effects, right?
Exactly.
And what's true about these drugs is also true about the vaccines. Now the truth is coming out that these vaccines, which are not vaccines, it's cell therapy, they're not safe, nor are they effective. But there's so much money involved in this, and now they say they know that the immune response with these vaccines is ineffective. It only lasts for maybe 6 or 8 months. So guess what? Line up and get a booster, and then get another booster, and then get another booster. When in fact, if you take your vitamin C, and you take your zinc, and you take your vitamin D, and you exercise, and you learn conscious breathing, and you learn how to maintain the healthy flora of the gut, which is where your immune system is, you're fine. But ultimately, you have to reconnect with the Earth Mother. That's why, you know, grounding, walking around barefoot, which is as old as Adam in the Native American world, and connecting with the Great Spirit, the I Am within oneself. And then you're fine. You're fine. But the average American, you're not just talking about what's going on in the reservations. 60-70% of the American population is morbidly obese. And the people who are dying from this stuff, whatever it is they have acute respiratory inflammation. These people don't breathe. And that's what the virus does. It inflames the respiratory tract, and you literally suffocate. You become hypoxic, and you die, and then you wind up in a hospital on a ventilator, and you're done. You're finished. So you have these comorbidities, obesity, diabetes, hypertension, all these things which are pre-existing conditions, and along comes this bug called the COVID-19, and that kicks you into the grave.
And the lateral understanding to that, folks, is listen to this. So here's a doctor that did a lot of, you know, research on his own and got involved with the planet Earth, which people call, you know, planet Earth. The Turtle Island perspective is just everyday living. This is the hard part that a lot of you don't want to understand. And he just said it. When you look at COVID-19, the coronavirus, all it is, listen, folks, I learned this from Dr. Hatta from overseas in Indonesia. Dr. Hatta told me that the coronavirus, the COVID-19, is a third stage pneumonia. And it attacks your zinc gland because it's a saliva sickness. Go out there and see the domestic cows and watch that saliva come out of their nose. It's shit just like that. Right. That's why they keep using hormone vaccine to attack that meat that you think is healthy and fortified. And I, again, in this radio interview, in this conversation, I said it's an act of survival. Well, you have to, you got to pay the national parks anymore. Any, you know, if you want to go out and hunt, you have to pay them because nobody believes in the independence of that freedom we still have. And this is how corporate America controls you to continue to use their resources when they're unhealthy. And this is how these doctor friends that I have express that. And I've been trying to tell a lot of you. We've had Dr. Najia come on. We had Dr. Rayfield and many others that come on to understand the human body. And the sad thing is, you, the listening audience, you don't give a damn until that last minute effect hits you. Back to you all, listening audience. And thank you, Dr. Rafael, for coming on. That's beautiful.
Yeah, you know, of course, you know who Dennis Banks was or is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was going out there on the stump. trying to connect with the indigenous peoples and educate them on, because of the massive, again, hypertension, obesity, and he was trying to educate people about dietary change. That's the key. 90% of all degenerative diseases can be alleviated, mitigated, and prevented through conscious diet. I mean, the stuff, that, for example, the stuff that I've been sending to you, Chinupa, you know, there's amazing
yes.
products out there on the market that if people had access to it, you'd see a total health revolution, because that's what I'm involved with, is total education. You know, Trump's out there, make America great again. You know, we're not going to talk about him. But our program, as your writing candidate, is make America healthy again. So that's my focus.
So
and we're all in this together.
Health?
And I'll just end it. Our health is directly involved. It's absolutely integrated with the health of the planet. There's no separation. So that's where eco-stewardship is, the complete respect of planet Earth, Gaia, Mother, you know, Turtle Island, call it. And a big part of our program is educating farmers on how to remineralize the soil, because the bottom line is people are not getting the micronutrients and the trace minerals that have been stripped from the soil because of the petrochemical industry, fertilizers. And therein lies the tale. And now, but the good news is we have products that will give people the essential micronutrients and the trace minerals. That's the mineral kingdom. Without that, the cells cannot function properly. And all the people in the know, that information is available. And the good news is that there are products out there, but again, it costs money to help people who have been deprived of essential nutrition.
And in reference to Dr. Raphael's, you know, involvement with all his areas of nutrition, the one that he constantly sends me, and I share it with a lot of my audience, okay, is called Aurac Energy from a company called Paradise. And it's a protein of greens, folks. Protein of greens. I don't have the can on me, but that's what I keep in my heart and my mind, because specifically it enhances everything in your body to create more of the defensive, like the enzymes. It's a formula that was proven to increase protein and your digestive system in your body that lacks a lot of these minerals, just like, you know, the zinc lab. It lacks all that because when you get a certain age, everything shrinks. Right or wrong, doctor? Right or wrong?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. See, right there, folks. And imagine our ancestors a long time ago. That's why we ate natural meats. The meats is medicine. The buffalo's medicine. This is what the white man don't want you to go back to. So you want to go to his potato chips and, you know, his pops and some grandma and grandpa drinking, yeah, liters of Dr. Pepper. And I had to tell him, back up a little bit. Go to some fruit drinks and whatnot. But, you know, hey, that's them. If they figure that kind of sugar is what giving them vitalized, you know, energy to keep moving, okay. But I did tell them the antioxidants power in everybody's, you know, body system, it has to be flourished through fruits and vegetables and certain amounts of protein, whether it's buffalo meat, fish, or whatever the dietary is, even wild game. But the point we're talking about, if Dennis Banks was going out there and he was, you know, creating a commerce exchange with, I think, China and other countries, because up there in the woodlands and the swampy waterlands up there in Minnesota, they grow wild rice. Wild rice is part
right.
of a healthy food right. for our people. And this is what we need to get back to. And that's what Dr.
Oh,
Raphael
yeah.
came on the show to express more of his involvement on the level of greens and proteins. And we turn it back over to you guys for any other topics of engagement. Back to you, listening audience.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you both, Dr. Raphael and Chinupa. Great,
well, thank you for opening up the talking stick. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. We expect you to come back on tomorrow night if you got time, so. Floor is open to you tomorrow too. Whatever topic you want to talk
all
about,
right.
We need that because our people need to start engaging on these things. And you know where we left off with the critical thinking on, you know, the self-determination. There's other questions that we need to elaborate on to keep the show going because we're almost like maybe 11 minutes to the top of the hour to six. So people really want to share something else. But if I will, I will do this for all of you, okay? And for some that are tuned in, this is for you. Ehone mitak yepi lakhoto oyate kilena echa makhoche ankata dala onkine. Natoha lochi onki abhata wakul onki ab ish okua onki ab ish takulena makha okhate woju ogna hechus onki takapina le woju kehe hinap khahena onka kiafiki hena echa oyate kiyuta. Oh, you come when I want my custom to eat your one short letter. We talk over there, check it, or cool, hey, huh? Hello, little kid. Oh, hey, what a suta I fat. So, huh? What my custom got each? What's I gonna have hot little yacht and her work in the last game and her etta, huh? What's shake it once you got it? Oh, hey, child, like hot, eh, honey. Let Bolak hot and what can you pick here, eh? Nipuin isaki mukino. O hena echa woblu ki henya ke. Na lila ota wana lila haska ka wob heki ogna. Washlo ki lena luhak. Kya heki iwa laga. As computer ogna le mila haska ka tak ki ke hena ka ko ki. Necha hecha no ki. Na nisha hena troya. As me toni hecha si omo. Me. Dagni hena mila haska ka wob heki hena. Dagni oblu hask. Ho. The chalak is a wapi chasaglena tapto kumina iwoglaka ki he. Nye chetke hafitsa inazib na oni jok sifti. Ek nuki ni wani. Ek he nye pi. Champeto ozi ake wakan khasat ki tima netu na utima kaki na. E hutopa ki lena wamak khashkan ki lena taku uspeon ki oku. Nye cha hecha se diagle ya. Hecha na ki ake ya che apte. Na peto ozi le chalak is a le wapi ki le tkokeon ki apne hani. Le chalak tkumi wa. As you know, she led to our head. What has the auto key chalk off in a you have? You know, one up. What comes at that young kidney? Wallach could check the lessons for that young kidney. For her, Wallach could hit. The Kitsuya Paul. What cuts her cocky chim and net on the Ujima Haki Lena and the Haki? Tenichila. No one mark has cocky Lena is your Tenichila. So what she took in a yap in a dark shitya, and on bach paho, one on tiepe, she tia yap hock left on hindi, or hindi. And I rest my case with that in our language, and I'm not going to explain it to you guys, because if you're indigenous, you'll figure it out. And if you ain't, that's but true.
That's great.
Okay, people, like we keep saying over and over again that we just tell them, you have anything for your own topic, this is the time, you know, for us to hear you.
Yes, yo, folks. This is Voices of the People. Blog Talk Radio,
657-383-1630. This radio show was created for us, you know, for business people. We have a voice. Or sound of any other radio station like this that you have a voice. They can tell it like you can. Nice. We're having a talk a movie night. Okay. I keep saying we it's not that we doesn't have anything to do with them. It's just that we dedicate ourselves to y'all. You know, that's our commitment. We are. That is your going. We really appreciate for your day on the topic of something like this.
Thank you. Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Can you hear me? Yeah, you're trying to play me now.
this person who you know sense. Anyway, I don't
just speak up a little bit. Kind of muffled, yeah. Speak up a little bit, travel.
Hello.
Can we get you? Yeah, we can.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't dispute the benefits of, you know, nutrition and health, but I just turned 79, and I don't, you know, differentiate between this and that. I eat that well, and I've always eaten whatever I can, and I never had that time. An abundance of money to spend on expensive foods and fast foods and all of that. So I don't know. I'm sort of dosed and all of that stuff. Not eating natural foods and native foods and commodities. And I have yet to go to the hospital. You know, I haven't been one day in the hospital yet. So, you know, I don't know. Guys, to me, and I don't know. I could break down the part of my life. Right now, I'm good. Anyway, as far as I know, can you hear me good? Every time I talk, I hear noise.
We can hear you, but we kind of low. We kind of low. We can hear you, but we can't. We can hear you, but your voice is somewhat low. Yeah. Thank you.
It doesn't sound like a good connection, but anyway, I'll just say one last thing as far as you know, true and completely independent to Lakota and other Indian tribes. There's a stigma attached to it. People don't want to be associated with it. They don't want to be identified with it. Bit of a position on it because of the stigma that, you know, you can't do it, it's never going to happen, it's, you know, do it, it's bad. And so, you know, you don't have to participate, you know, willing to come on and, you know, and so, you know, we don't have a lot of input from people, but, you know, let me just say that, you know, there's people that believe in it. Richard Grant, Standing Rock, Oliver Redcross from O'Rourke, Reginald Brinkley from Standing Rock, Bucky Blackfeather from O'Rourke, he was really brothers from Georgia, Harry Barger from Cedar Beach and Sunny Rock, and Robert DeRigo from Toronto. He was also part of the enclosure and stuff. You know, there's more than that. Just a few that I can name off that I found, but they all believed in this. To them, there was no stigma. It was something that would happen, that was going to happen, and they moved forward with it. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there, because like, there's a lot of noise on this bill. I don't know what it is.
I hear that noise too, Oyate. Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate that. There is a lot of noise in the background. It's probably Cleo and all them guys that have that shit on, and they can't mute nothing. You guys need to do that. They're trying to get real strong engagements happening. Man, it's you guys, man. You guys are just like white people. Man, enough already. Learn how to be quiet for a change, you guys. God damn, man, you learned something this way. My God, boy, you're always making noise like a white man. That's what he does every day. You give that white man a chance to do something wrong, he'll do it to you, and that's what he's good at. But yet you guys don't give a damn about it. Man, you love that man, that that interference by him. So you keep soaking his back with rubber and all that shit. But so, like Oyate was saying, you guys, come on now. Quiet down for a little bit and then open your heart so your brains can pick up through your ears to listen to something good that will help you free yourself from the captivity you're in. Okay, we're at the top of the hour of 6 o'clock. The phone line is 657-383-1630. You're all welcome to call in and engage. And if you have some topics that you want to share with people, be real with it. Don't be fooling around, man. Don't just talk. Talk like you live something. And that's the hard part with a lot of you guys. And you know, yes, you. I'm saying that with an open heart. I'm not saying that to defame you. I'm saying that because I see it every day. And until you really outline that understanding, then we can become whole again and we won't starve. So, listening audience, it's your chance to engage. Go right ahead.
Eric,
though, the 917-2285. Hey, can you get Oyate back on? Because we couldn't quite hear you because we had some feedback or something or another. Is Oyate still there?
I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, he's still there.
Yeah, he really, he always has some great wisdom, but we had a lot of disturbance talking. We do apologize for that, whoever it was.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, this is Mark, Black Crow, calling out of
Hey,
place.
Hey,
I just got on.
How you doing? Glad to have you on. Go right ahead.
I'm doing good. I was just got on, so I only caught part of what Oyate was saying. I couldn't really understand everything he was saying, but it sounded important. I'm alive, man. Still struggling. Don't really have much to share this time. But, yeah, I'm glad to hear everybody's on. You know? It's a good day to be alive. I'm alive. You guys are alive. Another chance. More opportunities. So. I don't really have much to share right now. I just wanted to get on and engage, but I don't know. Give me a topic, anybody, anything.
As long as you get on and say we're happy that we know you're alive, that's good. That's good enough.
Yeah.
How about global warming? How about talking about global warming?
I don't know, man. It's just I was raised when I was going to school, and I was made to believe that there was supposed to be an ice age at my age. You know, I'm 36, so I don't know. It's just your take on it. Do I believe it's warming up? Well, just from my understanding is, as long as they've been keeping track of the weather, that's what, maybe 1,000 years? Weather's been around for a long time, more than 1,000 years, so it's really hard to say if this is global warming or if it's just a 5,000, a 10,000-year cycle. It's really hard to say, oh, yeah, it's global warming. It's just due to whatever. Green gas emissions. I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air on that topic. Give me another one.
Spiritual awakening.
I'm awake.
No, you're not.
Up,
none of you are. I'll tell you why. Okay, and I like it when people engage with that. Today, people in general don't know how to give thanks, especially when you're going to consume water or something edible to eat. You don't take the time to reconnect yourself to the Earth Mother and the Great Mystery and give thank you as a form of prayer. You don't smudge yourself down. You don't do none of that. This is why my little brother Mark said he was struggling. Now, I'm going to put this in front of a lot of you, and I don't give a damn you answer the question or not, because this is where I'm going to come at you, because a lot of you love to talk, You sure do. You don't know what you're talking about. So I'm going to do this. When you have a decision about things and you make it doubtful, okay? When you have decisions about things, you make it doubtful. And one of the things that people lack from that is what? Yeah, it gets quiet, see? See?
Humility.
See, he don't know what about it. He's a doctor.
Humility.
No. You see, this is the point. That's why I say this all the time. My grandpa used to talk about things past and present, and he would invoke on it from a circle's point of view. When you have a hypothesis in understanding decision of the things that you make doubtful, guess what it is? It's the hungriness for the heavenly freedoms and the wisdoms that you're supposed to obtain from your earth mother, the great mystery, and all the animals that represent the north, the east, the south, and the west, and yourself. Duh. That's a sad thing for you, see? But that's what happened. So back to what Dr. Raphael has always said, if you, as a human race and a human population, can maintain a healthy immune system from a doctor's point of view, because me, I'm not into in science. I'm not into that yet. I'm connected to the earth out there in my foreleg. And I'll stay right there because that's how I engage in these things to help my poor people and my babies that are crying themselves asleep because their bellies are empty. And you know this is happening out there. So what I just shared with you guys, engage in that matter, when you have those decisions, and those things might be whatever's in your heart, you doubt them because America has always been that. That's why they create things. If they create a new phone tomorrow, you're going to want to buy it. If they create a new car tomorrow, you want to buy it. If they create a new bag of chips, you want to buy it. That's how America creates business in the professionalism they behave with, to create separation with the worldness, which you are connected to. Once they make you do that, you're not connected anymore. So them decisions that are the things that you doubt, you forget all them wisdoms that your great mystery has given you, and guess what? You have become spiritually lazy. Back to you all, man. Woo!
You got me there.
Yes, I did.
I love it. I love it. Well, no, that's true. You know, that's the one thing that I'm always talking about with my friends and family is, like, everybody is so – they got dishes. There's nothing wrong with their bowls or their plates, but they want to buy new ones or new phones or new shoes or new clothes, and it's just like, when does it ever end? Like, do you guys ever get tired of buying stuff?
Wow, that's beautiful. Listen to that young man. Listen to him.
Never ending.
Oh,
you know?
I just love it. Come on, Jabril, engage, man. I mean, man, that little guy tore on you guys.
My bad, oops. I'm just being for real, Joe. That's just how it is.
Oh, that is beautiful.
That's the power of the
heart.
Yeah,
I like to make things beautiful. But no, yeah.
Well, he got a happy spirit. When he came on, he said, "Hey, I'm alive. I'm happy." He sounded grateful. He sounded joyous.
Yeah,
I mean,
I've been through a lot of bad situations in my life, and one thing I love is the fact that, you know, I'm alive. I can say every day I'm alive. New opportunities. I pray every morning when I wake up because, like I said, I've been in some bad situations. I just enjoy every moment, rainy day, bad days, good days. You know, these are things that we can experience when we pass on. So I always encourage my friends and family to, you know, if it's a bad day, embrace it. You might not have bad days. You might not have good days. You might not have any days.
Yes, I'm not happy.
Yeah. Yeah, you should embrace every day. Make it a ballad. Ballad of Chinupa. That's good. That was good.
Well, I have to thank Dr. Raphael for helping me get this six string, man. And this was something that I wanted to kind of give that instrumental. But, you know, when we close tonight, I'm going to close with this instrumental that I'm going to dedicate to my late auntie, my late aunt Lima Rose Martin. And this tune is going to be for her on her journey to the Happy Hunting Grounds, where she can catch up with Mom and Uncle Malvin and Grandma Cecilia and Grandpa Roy and my brother John, my brother Donovan, my little brother Josh. They're all up there, my baby sister Melanie. They're all up there, man, enjoying life. And now they took their sister home. They took my aunt home. They took everything. So we have to continue that cycle of goodwill. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. And I'm glad you guys kind of heard that little instrumental there. And thank you, Raphael, for helping me get the six string, because I'm also better known in Indian country as the king of the six string. That's mine.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Come on, folks. We've got 10 minutes after the hour of six, so you have something that you want to fulfill your destiny on. Come on. Come on. Get real. If you all like peaches, eat them, okay? And I'm talking about the fruit peach. I'm not talking the derogatory peach, guys.
Yeah.
That's food for thought, okay?
the back is just dropped.
Any other ones tuned in? Any other numbers?
It's about one more number on here is 575 area code, and everybody else kind of dropped off except for
I think they left it. I think that might be mine.
Did you drop off, Oyate?
No, I'm still here.
Nice.
Okay, jump in somewhere. Jump in somewhere. Come on. The young guy, Mark, didn't hear all the stuff that you were saying.
Mark is still here. Yeah. Rachel dropped.
Talking about global warming. Well, in this whole universe, the earth is the earth is a phenomenon. There's no other place like it. There's only one. And the earth depends on that balance can be disrupted at any point. And technology is a phenomenon. Even though it took a while to develop it, it hasn't been that very long. And technology has developed by leaps and bounds recently. And all this phenomenon, the earth, its trajectory around the sun and its balance and its own revolution, can be disrupted very quickly and easily by anything, an outside astronomical disturbance of some type, to disrupt that just minutely enough to where it puts the whole thing out of sync. And global warming is part of that. It's also a phenomenon happening. Never happened before because of humans. And it's because of technology. And so, you know, all of this relates to independence, you know, can be, like, questionable, but the thing is, we need to regain our own independence so that we have independent control over our own area, because when things fall apart, it's not going to last forever, and it might be sooner or it might be later, but you can't depend on it being later. You got to assume that this thing's going to fall apart just any second, and so you've got to take some steps. When it falls apart, you don't want all these American people, all these white people, and everybody encroaching onto your territory that you're trying to grow food and trying to survive on. And you're not going to be able to survive and grow food on it unless you control this area. And, you know, so it's really necessary to do that because of this phenomenon that's happening. And, you know, it might take the phenomenon to make this independence happen, but that's how the universe works, you know, with phenomena.
Okay. Is it a fact of it too? Does because of the pollution and air pollution, water pollution, isn't it a fact that the earth goes through a different cycle to cleanse itself because of the dirt and filth that people does it put on the planet? Because it's going to a purification period?
Exactly. That's what the earth does. Even just like the human body. Our women who are purified naturally, they clean themselves so they can release their tensions, their anger, things that they've consumed like a sponge. They absorb all that water, and then you squeeze the sponge, it runs off. Well, the Earth Mother does the same thing when she has to clean herself. The problem with this, and this is where the engagement of, you know, unhealthy circumstances and the validity of people, is that civilized and modern man had did this. Now, let's go back to ancient times once, when there was no white man here. Now, you think about that. And you can go, some people believe in evolution, prehistoric time. They invoke from monkeys. Okay, some people believe that. White man believe that. That's why he keeps, you know, making things up, and then you want it right away. So that's what they do. But when you go back into the spiritual realm of it, I'm going to agree with my four-legged, because the buffalo's been here since the beginning of the time, before I even got here. And reference to that, when you control people, animals and otherwise, you're going to see an unhealthy circumstance that's going to repeat the history of wiping out civilizing modern men. That's what's happening. Back up. And I've told you, listening audiences, to back up. We keep talking like a goddamn white man, but yet you're not using that language to aim it at him. So we talk about independence. We talk about this. We talk about that. But when are you guys going to aim your virtuosity against the white man that's creating this unhealthy man devastation and forced it upon people? But if you back up from him and see exactly what's unfolding, not only is the Earth Mother mad at him, that white man is mad at himself now. And now they're taking it out on each other. Can't you see it, people? God damn. So this is why we understand the gravitation of the earth and the great mystery above. You see, I appreciate my older brother there making these avenues to that. But you should know that, two-legged. You should know because you're surrounded by it every day. And that's how unhealthy this country has become. They bastardized principles. And guess what? You all believe it. Don't tell me you don't. You know you do. So the hard part is it becomes a failure against the independence that we're struggling to remain free with. And that's sad but true. And so when corporations are, they're the ones, man, taking a shot to try to control every goddamn thing. Can't you see it, folks? It's right in front of you. Look at the gas prices going up. Look at the food prices going up. In the white man's Bible, somewhere in the book of Revelation, they talked about that shit in there. But that's what civilized man did. And then what I read long time ago, because when I was locked up in the federal penitentiaries and when I was underground in the dungeon, I read all seven Bibles. And I studied the nature of them. This is why there's two groups of Jewish people. And you have all those Israelites, you have the Palestinians, you have, you know, these Muslim peoples from the Arabic countries and so forth. Okay? But these Jewish peoples, they created a temple, which they call a synagogue. And I've said this on the last show, but God damn, you guys, it's stuck in your damn head. It's no different than the way Rome set out to conquer the world. So the Romanites, they came here, okay? They're here in 1492. And they created a small replica of Rome, which is in the District of Columbia, which they call Washington, D.C. If you've never been there, go look at it. It's all marble over there, God damn it. Hell, Trump's even got a motel over there. So all these rich, you know, Jewish people and all these people that can afford the elite's, you know, capacity of living, they're the ones that use that to dispense more injustices upon people of color. Man. This is why it's hard to try to talk about what's happening here. You don't want to look at it in front of your eyes. You don't want to. You're stuck in little small areas. You keep running. Well, I don't run from Pine Ridge. I'm still in this shit for my people, man. And the only way it's going to ever have of a glimpse at strong freedom is we have to exercise those validities of independence. Otherwise, they're going to get taken away. So we're now down at the bottom of the hour of 6:30, and we urge all of you to come back tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of People show. And some of you guys, and that Chicago kid, my cousin Bryce, should get on the damn show and sing and have some songs, man. You guys are Indians. You not pay for Indians, but if you're pay for Indians, then shut up. I'm sick and tired of that stuff because you all know about policies and procedures through the computer. So here's what I'm saying right now. Somebody's singing, yelling around back there. But here's what I'm saying. We need your input. We need you guys. Step up at the beginning of the shoes. All these shows, you know, and then. See, when you act out like that, that tells me the white man runs you. That's what we should change your name to, the white man run you. See? That way, man, you'll get to understand who you are. Because if you're from Chicago, Chi-Town, then get over there. Help them people free themselves. Don't talk about this crap because it hurts us from trying to share understandings with one another. It does. Which leads me to this. I just lost my aunt today. About an hour ago, she passed away. And the hard part is we keep losing our families because of sociological deformatory, sensitism, eurocentric bipolar disorders. And you're all in it. But that's the hard part. You will never surrender to that stuff. And so for my aunt, you know, who left her family, her children, us, her nephew, I've known my aunt all my life, all my 64 years on this earth, bad and good. And my aunt, she graduated out there in San Antonio, Texas. And then she took her education a bit further. She went up to UTEC in Bismarck, North Dakota. And then from there, she went out to San Jose, California, and finished it up over there. And then she came back, and she found a job on the Wind River Indian Reservation of the Showrap Reservation between the Shoshone and the Arapaho in Ithaca, Wyoming. And her husband, Dennis Apple, was a sergeant on the police force, and my aunt became, she was a respondent to the clerk of courts. And so she understood the nature's behavior between them and us. And that's the hard part. So my aunt is gone now. And I give this opening understanding to all of you that we want you to come back tomorrow night, same time, 5 o'clock to 6:30, on the Voices of Indigenous People show. This is your show. And when you lose a loved one, believe me, that hurts. And so I thought I'd do this little tune for my aunt. You know, it's something that I composed and written for myself. And I wanted my aunt to have a surf journey from the perspectives of who we are as free people. So, Auntie, this is my closing song to you on the Indigenous Voices of People. And as the family prepare for arrangements, I'll be there to participate. But enjoy this tune, listening audience. It's dedicated to my aunt, Lima Rose Martin, who left me just this evening, an hour and a half ago. This is her tune. Love you, Auntie. Safe journeys. Aho.
Okay.
Well, thank you once again.